Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
Pastor May, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Wednesday, 3rd of June 2020 from Manx Radio. A 30-minute look at the latest news on the island and sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates and the newsmakers in person. Tonight, no new confirmed cases of COVID-19 and no active cases on the Isle of Man. The Chief Minister says only a few people are now asking for the COVID test. There's been a ministerial reshuffling government. Will the Laxey flood report recommendations be implemented? EasyJet aren't flying to or from the island anytime soon. Tennis has restarted and McDonald's has reopened.
Man Benham Advocates for your legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes to 6, the update news headlines. Faster Mai, Lewis Foster.
Faster Mai. The Isle of Man now has no active cases of COVID-19. Chief Minister Howard Quayle says the island has reached a milestone as it marks 14 consecutive days with no new coronavirus cases. Speaking on this afternoon's Man in Line, Mr. Quayle commended the efforts of the Manx public for making this possible, but warned it doesn't mean the island is virus-free. Meanwhile, there's been a big drop in daily calls to the island's 111 coronavirus helpline, with numbers down to 30 per day compared to 800 previously. And a Garth MHK wants to know when the recommendations of a report into the flooding which wreaked havoc in Laxey last year will be implemented. UK professional services firm Arup warns that 10% of Manx homes are at risk of flooding, which could cost £900 million over the next 100 years. In international news, the UK government's chief scientific advisor says the number of coronavirus-related deaths in the UK is not coming down as fast as we'd like. Sir Patrick Vallance says it's important to reduce the figure ahead of the winter flu season. Meanwhile, Boris Johnson's made a new pledge to turn around all coronavirus tests within 24 hours. The UK Prime Minister has set a deadline to achieve that target by the end of the month. And finally, Star Wars actor John Boyega has spoken to thousands of protesters at Black Lives Matter rally in central London. They've been demonstrating about the death of American George Floyd in Minneapolis after being restrained by a police officer. Those are the headlines. I'll be back with the news at 6.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goramayad, thank you, Lewis, from the Ronald Sway Met Office. Strong winds out in the North Irish Sea at the moment. This evening and overnight on the island, dry, partially cloudy, 8 degrees the overnight minimum, looking lovely over Douglas Bay at the moment. For tomorrow, Thursday, Jourdain, dry with sunny intervals and moderate northwesterly. Top temperature 15 degrees, the overnight minimum into Friday is 9. Jahenya, dry and breezy, up to 13 degrees, wet and windy on Saturday. Sunset, 16 minutes to 10 tonight. The high water tonight, 28 minutes to 11. Sunrise in the morning at 11 minutes to 5, same time as the low water. And high water tomorrow morning is at 4 minutes to 11.
The team at Manx Glass and Glazing are available for email inquiries. Contact them on inquiries@manxglass.com.
The demand for COVID-19 testing on the Isle of Man has dropped despite a widening of the criteria for who's eligible. Government's opened the testing to key workers, teachers, the police and others on a voluntary and weekly basis. However, on the Man in Line today, our Chief Minister Howard Quayle says the uptake has been low.
We have opened our testing to all our health workers. They can have it weekly if they want, as well as obviously the people that ring up our 111 hotline to say that they feel they might have the symptoms and can they have a test. So we have opened it all to the health. I think we've also opened it up to our teachers. And there's been a very low uptake so far on being tested. This is voluntary. I think we've opened it up to our police and our prison officers too. It's a clinical decision to test on how they do the testing. As I say, we felt the most important thing was to do it to our key workers, our health workers, all those people at the coalface, for want of a better phrase, first of all, and also on the basis of symptoms. Now, as I've said before earlier on, just because we do a test doesn't mean to say that you are then guaranteed to be clear of coronavirus, because we might test you, say, in day three of your development of the illness. You'll come back with a negative test. And it only gives you a snapshot of a moment in time of what's happening on the island and what's going around. And I think the data from the number of 111 calls from the public has been really low. I know when we first started it off and I went to go and see the team on the first day, we had 800 calls that day. And we're now down, I think we're down to 30 calls yesterday, for example, and they're not all wanting to be tested. They're asking medical questions. So we are widening the categories, but as I say, we did open the test up voluntary to a wide number of people, and we only had a very low uptake so far. So I think the medics will be monitoring this. We do have capacity for 200 tests, and the medics will, you know, be giving the advice to the Council of Ministers on that. But as I say, we did widen up. We could have done 200 tests, because we've certainly opened it up to teachers, police, prison officers, care workers, on top of health professionals. So that is a big number for population, and we wanted to keep capacity for them to come. They haven't come in the big numbers, and I'm sure our medics are looking at who else they can open it up to.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, investing in our people and technology.
Good evening, it's 23 minutes before 6. Today there's been a reshuffle in the Isle of Man government following the sacking of Chris Thomas as Policy and Reform Minister last week. The former Infrastructure Minister, Ray Harmer, is stepping into that role, and Tim Baker's signed in as the new Infrastructure Minister. Ewan Gawn spoke to Mr. Harmer about taking on a busy workload.
A lot of the good work that he started, obviously, I'm keen to keep going with. I think if there is, what I want to bring in as well is really to sort of change government sort of thinking the way we think, thinking about where we meet the service, if you like, where we need housing need, where we have a, how we interface with government. And I think that that's a really important area, if you like, to sort of shape certainly what I intend to do and what we intend to do as a, in the department role.
Now a reflection on your time in the Department of Infrastructure. People all acknowledge it's a difficult department. You had to oversee the start of the promenade works. How do you reflect on your time in that department? Was it a tough job?
It's tough, but really, really rewarding. It's, a fantastic job to do, and thoroughly enjoyed it. And I think what we've seen is a huge amount of change, which is now going to be delivered over the next, I'm very confident. And I think, there's a superb minister in there that's going to get these things done, like the prom and so forth.
Are you sad it's not going to be yourself seeing them through to the end?
No, because that has never, ever been about, to me, it's all, as I said, my other point, it's all about being part of this team that's come together in this national emergency, the team that's come together with a programme for government. And it's really for the people. We're all passionate about delivering for the people of the Isle of Man, and to do whatever we can to make things better, to improve things. And whether that's in a ferry terminal in Liverpool, it's getting the silt out of Peel, it's delivering the prom, or it's delivering, trying to encourage people on bikes and to walk. All of these things from infrastructure have been good, but they're also bigger, if you like, national issues that I'm quite excited to get my teeth in, that really, really important. Homelessness was one that was mentioned today, in poverty. So it's an exciting challenge to continue to be part of that team. But I think what the DOI, and you'll see some positive announcements in the next few days and weeks, that have been delivered by infrastructure. So it's a lot of change. Change is not always easy, but it is important to continue to move the island forward.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
The next scheduled departure, Manannan leaves Douglas tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock, heading for Heysham, arriving there at about 12:15. The Fastcraft continues to operate the only passenger sailings to Heysham, daytime sailings. The motor ship Ben McCree providing the current overnight freight service.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
Agarth MHK wants to know when the recommendations of a report into flooding, which has wreaked havoc in Langsea last year, will be implemented. The UK professional services company Arup warns that 10%, 1 in 10 of Manx homes, is at risk of flooding. That could cost £900 million over the next 100 years. Ewan Gawne with the details.
Several people have been rescued from flooded properties in Langsea this morning. Police have declared a major incident in the village where Glen Row between the upper and lower bridges has flooded severely.
Put towels by the doors, and then once they get wet, you can use them a bit like a sandbag. Mm-hmm. So they actually do help to stop the water and then just keep emptying it. And we had to do that from 6 o'clock this morning until about 12:30.
Manx Utilities is responsible for flood management, so when floods happen, it falls on us.
On the 1st of October last year, Langsea was struck with unprecedented levels of rain, which saw the river burst through the now infamous hole in the wall on Glen Road, trapping residents in properties and sweeping vehicles away. 62 homes were damaged in an event which caused great emotional trauma and a great financial hit, with some unable to claim insurance or seeing 400% increases in premiums. With fears of a repeat event, the report by Arup into the flooding outlines the need to prioritise and resource flood management, urgently build sea defences and investigate a flood insurance scheme. Other recommendations for the government include a regular scheme of debris removal from rivers and improved forecasting. Garth MHK Daphne Kane says it's important residents know when the changes are going to take place.
It's very welcome that the Chief Minister gave that commitment to implement all 10 recommendations in full. But the big question is, when will they be delivered? We've had reports previously, and this has to be the report to end all reports and just get on with actioning the whole revamp of the drainage system and the flood strategy implementation. That's what's needed to happen now. And if that requires adequate budget and a strategic head to be put in place with adequate staff resources, then that's the urgent action that we all want to see to get some movement and ensure that if this is likely to be a 1 in 5 to 10 years event, that Langsea and other coastal communities on the island are not put at risk.
Garth MHK Daphne Kane. It's understood Garth commissioners, who played an active role in assisting and representing residents in the fallout from the flood, will discuss the Arup report at a virtual meeting tonight.
Manx Radio's business briefing, brought to you by KPMG.
The Manx government says it's provided £1.5 million worth of support via the Disruption Loan Guarantee Agreement. The scheme, which is set up to provide financial support to those affected by C-19, has helped secure 216 jobs for Manx businesses since April. The agreement supports overdraft and long-term lending facilities for Manx-registered businesses with a turnover of up to £10 million. It enables businesses to access six-year term loans with government bank guarantees. It's supported by Barclays, Conestoga Bank, HSBC, Lloyds and RBSI, including NatWest and Isle of Man Bank. In the UK, Travelodge is to launch a formal restructuring plan that will legally allow it to slash rents. The budget hotel group claims 10,000 British hospitality jobs depend on a CVA, a company voluntary arrangement, under which landlords would receive 62% of the rent until the end of the year. All 564 travel lodges would stay open and all would revert to their full rent under terms of the non-traditional CVA. The CVA launch follows weeks of tit-for-tat fighting between travel lodges owners and landlords. And trouble in insurance in the UK. Hiscox, RSA Group and Zurich are among 8 insurers facing a courtroom showdown with the UK city regulator after refusing payouts to small businesses. On Monday, the FCA, the Financial Conduct Authority, said it would bring a High Court action to test 17 disputed policy wordings in an attempt to provide clarity to policyholders and resolve the contractual uncertainty around validity of claims, prompting some insurers to admit they're liable. Insurers' refusal to pay claims made under business interruption policies have been causing a lot of concern in the UK.
KPMG, here for your business through these unprecedented times. Contact IOM at kpmg.co.in. The Stock Market Report. brought to you by Ramsay Crookall.
16 minutes to 6, oil was little changed in a volatile trading session as doubts emerged about the timing and scale of a potential extension of the pact between OPEC and allies. Gold fell as risk sentiment improved. In corporate news, Rolls-Royce racked up strong gains a day after Lufthansa's supervisory board backed a €9 billion euro state bailout. On the downside, precious metals miners Polymetal and Fresnillo lost their shine as gold prices fell. And the numbers at the close in London, the FTSE 100 was up 2.5% at 6,382. The DAX in Frankfurt up 4% at 12,487. At 5 o'clock in New York City, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 1.5% at 26,173. The NASDAQ Tech Stocks Index up 0.5% at 9,669. And the S&P 500 in Chicago up 1.25% at 3,118. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling is worth $1, 26 cents, and €1, 12 cents. And in commodities, gold down 1.5% at $1,699 an ounce. A barrel of Brent crude down 1% at $39.12.
With uncertainty impacting global stock markets, you might think it's not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer great opportunities to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment with Ramsay Crookall, your investment specialists. Call 717171 or visit ramsaycrookall.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority. To comment on the update news agenda, call Manx Radio anytime on 682 631. Or email update at manxradio.com.
40 minutes to 6. There's a new infrastructure minister in post today. That reshuffle in the Council of Ministers. Air and Michael MHK, Tim Baker's agreed to take on the role following an invitation by the Chief Minister, who's moved Ray Harmer to Policy and Reform. Ewan Gawn has the report on Mr. Baker's rise to the top table.
The Air and Michael MHK has been a DOI member for 3.5 years, a role he held whilst also being the chair of the Planning Committee, the chair of Isle of Man Meets, and in charge of dealing with the silt in Peel Marina. Today, on his new position, Mr. Baker says he accepts it's a difficult department, but that tough jobs need people to step up to them. With issues to do with Douglas Promenade's regeneration scheme likely to dominate his short tenure, I asked whether he intends to see the entire works completed as Tynwald intended.
Absolutely. There is no change to the will of Tynwald or the planning consents that we've got in terms of the single track down to the sea team. That's absolutely what I want to see delivered.
Last week, former Policy and Reform Minister Chris Thomas fell foul of voting against the government and breaking the code on collective responsibility. Mr. Baker says for him, these rules aren't a problem.
You have to have collective responsibility parameters, otherwise you've just got a disparate mass of individuals. You need a coherence and you need a way forward. And I don't see it as any different from the business background that I've come from.
With a recent slip-up over communicating changes to the promenade scheme, Mr. Baker accepts his new department needs to get to grips with how it communicates with the public.
Communication is critical to the success of any organisation, any department. And it's a particular challenge in DOI because schemes are complex and they're fast-moving. And communication has been challenging to date. So absolutely, you know, the scrutiny there, we've nothing to hide. We need to get on and get the job done.
The new minister's next public appearance will be at a Tynwald Scrutiny Committee, which is examining the Douglas Promenade Regeneration Scheme on Friday.
Manx Radio Sport.
Faster my Dallin Mercer.
Faster my. Paul Jordan feels he has unfinished business in the British Supersport Championship after taking up an offer from Lee Hardy Racing to compete in the series if it gets back underway this year. The 28-year-old had signed for Hardy's RAF regular and reserve Kawasaki team for this year's Northwest 200 and Isle of Man TT, which have of course been cancelled. The BSB team have assured Jordan he'll retain his ride for 2021, and he may yet compete for the outfit at the Macau Grand Prix in November should it go ahead. But with his road racing ambitions largely put on the back burner for now, Jordan's determined to make an impact on the British Championship short circuit scene if and when the current season's given the green light to go ahead again. Further afield, football, and Tottenham have announced someone from the club has tested positive for coronavirus following the Premier League's latest round of screening. But they haven't named the individual, who will now have to go into a 14-day isolation, which would likely rule them out of the first round of fixtures later this month. Nearly 1,200 people have been checked for COVID-19 at all 20 clubs. West Ham boss David Moyes believes it's crucial teams play a couple of friendlies as they prepare for the restart of the Premier League. Clubs will be allowed to face each other in training games with safety restrictions in place. Moyes tells Sky Sports News it's vital in getting the players match fit.
If it's one thing which we're probably all the clubs are not going to get is an awful lot of game practice. So I think us now getting the opportunity to do that gives us a chance to try and put up a couple of games behind closed doors if we can do that.
The German FA will not take action against Jadon Sancho after he displayed an anti-racism message on his shirt. The England international showed the phrase "Justice for George Floyd" after scoring in the Bundesliga at the weekend.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions.
10 to 6 on Manx Radio, just two departures from Ronald's Way, the 440 to Heathrow, left 4 minutes late, and the 450, 10 to 5 to Liverpool, left 2 minutes early. Inbound tonight, just two arrivals, the 640 from Liverpool and the 8 o'clock from London Heathrow. On the roads, two-way traffic lights for railway works at King Edward Road at Crowdle. The Ballagorry Farm Lane in Glenmona's closed for MER level crossing rebuild. Douglas Road, Ballasalla has got two-way signals there for service installation and the building of a bus stop. Look at also the Millennium Bridge is closed, or may be closed, between any time between 7 and 1 tonight, tomorrow morning, for flapgate maintenance. Lamb Fell Hill at Croncavoddy's got two-way traffic signals for drainage repairs. And Governor's Bridge in Onchan, 24-hour narrow lanes for wall repairs. And remember, still 40 miles an hour, all-island maximum speed limit.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions,
670-145. EasyJet's announced plans to resume flights on 75% of its route network by the end of August. They're starting limited services this month and intend to operate half of the 1,022 routes in July and 75% in August, albeit with lower frequencies. Last month, EasyJet revealed plans to lose 4,500 jobs due to the pandemic, and they're expected to lose their place on the FTSE 100 index following the collapse of the share price. And they're now not thought to be resuming any flights to the island this month. The matter was raised at this afternoon's conference, pre-recorded today in lieu of the normal daily briefings, with the Minister for Education, Sport and Culture, Dr. Alex Allinson. He was asked about the future of EasyJet and its relationship with the island and whether or not we had other options.
The government have been working very closely with a number of airlines. Obviously, the situation in the entire industry is uncertain at the moment, and some of them are quite concerned about the UK government's quarantine ideas that apparently are going to come into play this month. What we've been doing is keeping those contacts going, explaining the situation, and been getting some very good feedback from all the airlines. They're aware of our situation. They still want to do business with the Isle of Man. They still want to preserve those links. But when we are ready to open up our borders, they will be ready to provide those flights. And whilst nobody can predict exactly which airlines are still in business by September, the alliances we've made as a government with those airlines, I think, are robust and will stay. And so when we are ready, we can start again re-establishing those important routes for us, both in terms of tourism, but also in terms of business.
And there's been assurances from the airlines in question that they are interested and maintain a viable interest in the island routes.
Absolutely. And actually, some of the airlines have been looking at other routes, for instance, whether it's to Ireland or to Birmingham, and want to expand the variety here because they see an opportunity with more landing slots being open at some of the regional airports now. They see an opportunity for developing the links between the Isle of Man and other jurisdictions.
Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Manx sports is starting to emerge from the coronavirus lockdown, as long as they comply with the 19 regulations and restrictions. One sport you can already start playing again is tennis. David Long's chairman of the committee at the Albany Lawn Tennis Club.
We've had to essentially close all the clubs on the island for best part of 2 months. Fortunately, things have improved significantly, and about a week ago, we were permitted to reopen the outdoor courts for singles play only, and subject to quite a few restrictions and requirements. And then just on Monday, we've been able to permit doubles play as well, again, just on the outdoor courts and with some significant restrictions in terms of the rules and social distancing that's required.
Has there been lots of interest? Has there been a big uptake? Obviously, the weather's been pretty good for such things.
Yeah, the weather's been amazing, actually. And yes, we've had quite a lot of uptake from our members. And just in the last week, pretty full courts, actually, with people just playing doubles. And we're expecting, for as long as the weather holds, you know, really busy time at the club.
You mentioned some of the safety precautions that have been put in place. You would think that outdoor tennis would lend itself to be possible with social distancing measures and hygiene measures in place. What sorts of things are you asking of members when it comes to things like equipment, for example?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's ideal in many respects, but we do have to be very careful. Firstly, things like the clubhouse and indoor facilities all remain completely closed, so the members aren't allowed in at all. In terms of equipment, members have to use their own equipment and their own balls so that we're not sharing any equipment. And one of the biggest challenges for us is we've had to introduce a new booking system so that all courts are booked. And there's a 15-minute interval between bookings, and then the different courts are staggered in terms of start time, which is all quite complex, but seems to work quite well and just ensures that people can come and go without any bottleneck and the minimum of contact and interaction with other players.
Yes, it's true. McDonald's has reopened, whether it's a Big Mac or a McFlurry. You can go and get it. There was only one person we could send to the reopening and join the long, long queue, Dolan Mercer.
We found out officially this morning that McDonald's was set to reopen today, but just the drive-through for the time being. On Tweetbeat, police said traffic management would be in place, that you would only be able to enter in a vehicle from the Douglas direction. Well, I'm standing on Peel now, and anyone driving along the busy stretch will be able to see the cones laid out along the road to direct people where you can drive and where you can't drive. Whether you're hoping to go to McDonald's or not, officers have asked us to take care in the area and not to turn cars into any unsafe or unsuitable places. In that post online, police say if it's too busy, please leave it until later. However, anecdotally, we're told the queues of traffic have been pouring off the site itself and onto the main road for large parts of today. In fact, a video taken by Manx Radio earlier this afternoon shows more than a dozen cars backed up along Peel Road towards the Paul Rose Bridge, as well as those who've already made it through the gates.
How long have you been queuing?
Literally about 10 minutes, mate.
10 minutes?
Yeah,
not too bad then, yeah?
No.
Do you know what you're going to get?
Don't have a clue, mate. Don't even know what's on the menu.
Happy meal.
Happy meal, yeah. Excellent. Not too bad. There's a lot of people behind you, so you must have come at a good time, I think.
Yeah, I think so. It wasn't too far up now.
Yeah.
So it's good.
How long have you been queuing, roughly?
About 10 minutes.
10 minutes? Yeah.
Yeah.
Could be worse. Do you know what you're going to get?
Yeah, we've got it planned, haven't we?
A large Big Mac.
Large Big Mac meal, that's what I like to hear.
Yeah, you've been waiting a while, haven't you? Been dreaming of this day, haven't you, Dan?
Apparently, Dolan Mercer had the salad. That's it for Update, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Lewis Foster, producer Ewan Gorn, I'm Andy Wint. Update is back Thursday evening at 5:30. Stay home, stay safe.
WINT. Social distancing guidelines are still in place. Certain sectors are able to return to work where strict social distancing can be maintained. The safest place.